USA Radio News.
Warning by Joe Biden if President Trump doesn't sign the budget deal passed by Congress. Biden saying yesterday millions of Americans will lose their unemployment benefits, vital services will be at risk, military personnel could go without paychecks, and eviction moratoriums could expire. An apparent suspect identified in the Nashville bombing. Newsweek reporting the FBI is focusing on Anthony Quinn Warner as the suspect in Friday's bombing in the city's downtown. Retired FBI bomb tech expert Jim Maxwell tells CNN this is an unusual case.
This is a very sophisticated device. I've never heard of a device that had a pre-recorded warning attached to it. The only time I've ever seen this is when the IRA was very active. They used to call the British authorities and warned them that a bomb was in place.
Nashville TV station News 4 reports the FBI is asking those who know Warner if he has some sort of paranoia about 5G technology. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A deadly random act of violence at a bowling alley. Three people killed, three injured in last night's shooting in Rockford, Illinois. Police say at least two of those shot are teenagers, one person in custody. A shooting at a mall last night in Roanoke, Virginia. One person taken to the hospital. They're expected to survive. No arrests announced. Police believe the shooting came during a group argument. Five people found dead in a home in Arkansas. The bodies of two women and three girls found Christmas Day in northwest Arkansas in Atkins in Pope County. Murder suspected. A neighbor tells Arkansas THV 11 what she heard.
I feel so terrible about it. I was in the bed and I heard it sound like that there was a gun going off. It was going pop, pop, pop.
The victims ranging in age from 8 to 50, all related to each other, some shot to death, no word on a suspect or motive. A deadly shooting in Massachusetts as well, one killed and five hurt in a shooting yesterday in Lynn during the filming of a rap video. No arrests announced. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another Republican lawmaker looking for answers about a Democratic congressman's ties to an alleged Chinese spy. Here is Daniel Naraki.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continue to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to that committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. It seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of this past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this, and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot rose to $363 million for Wednesday's drawing. No winner Friday in Mega Millions either. That jackpot now at $376 million for Tuesday's drawing. Tom Brady going back to the NFL playoffs for the 17th straight season. His Buccaneers clinch a playoff spot yesterday with a 47-7 win over Detroit. This will be the first playoff appearance for the Bucs since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.